Greetings. Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Saturday, July the 9th, 2011. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor by the power of the Most High, Father and Mother Yahweh, we endeavor to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families of this wicked world order. We endeavor to climb up out of the mind of the synagogue of Satan, of Wall Street, of the CEOs of the corporations, of those who cause warfare and bloodshed, warmongers, thieves. We want to leave that mentality, leave that mindset, and climb up into the mind of Yahweh, the mind of the Most High, the mind of Christ, the mind of God, the mind of Yahshua Jesus. As we do so, we will find ourselves coming together, organizing together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, revolutionary, or religious organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org. I give thanks unto the Most High for my beautiful sister Venice, and I pray blessings on her and her children. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. And as Africans, which means houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty, so all of us have the potential to be Africans, houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. As Africans, let us pause and give praises unto the Most High, Creator, and the Most High, Creatress. So we give praises unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Abba. So putting Yahweh with Abba, we may say Yahweh Abba, the Almighty Most High Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, our African ancestors in Egypt referred to the Most High Father as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. And in the tradition of our sisters and brothers who are the indigenous to the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Natives of the Americas, their tradition, Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also give thanks and praises unto the Almighty Mother. Now, in the African Hebrew language, Mother is Ome. And so if you put Yahweh with Ome for the Almighty Most High Mother, you say Yahweh Ome. But Mother, Holy Spirit, the Mother is the Holy Spirit. Yahweh Ome is Mother, Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. And she, Mother, Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs, in the feminine, and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is chokmah, found in the Hebrew language on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. I don't have the number, but it is feminine, referring to a feminine entity, in this case, Mother, Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the female, only the mother conceives. Holy Spirit must be the mother in the Godhead. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, mine, our mother as well. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title, Mother Holy Spirit's name and title, are Ruach HaKadosh. And the word Ruach, found under the number 7307, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word Ruach is the word for spirit. That word is feminine, referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, her name is Illa. Mother Holy Spirit's name is Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa ilaha il Allah. You hear illa and you hear Allah, because together mother and father have given birth to the whole of creation, to the universe, to the human family. And so this is normally translated, there is no God but God, or no God but Allah. But because we know illa is the mother, Allah is the Father, it should be translated, there is none but our mother and our father. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. And in the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grand mother. So it gives me great privilege, my sisters and brothers, to greet you in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Ja, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, judgment in this wicked Babylon system, judgment in this United States of North America Empire, Europe Empire, Rome Empire, modern day Roman Babylon Empire. This is to teach us that it is the desire of Christ that Christ be revealed and manifested within your, my, our personalities, making our names the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that Christ in the last days would rise up. Look in Africa. Look in the so-called Middle East, which is Northeast Africa. Look in Greece, in Europe. Look in America. Look in Wisconsin and different places. Look at how the people are becoming fed up with this wicked system. Look how the people are rising up to say we don't want cuts to social programs and we want the wealthy to pay their fair share. And as a matter of fact, we want there to be an even playing field. We want equal access to the wealth and the resources. Look at the people rising up all over the earth. That is Christ rising up. And so as the people rise up, we know that the powers are infiltrating to spin the uprisings and revolutions in the favor of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. But it is too late for the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We are rising up with the Spirit of Christ. And we are rising out of the mentality of the wicked ruling class. And we are coming together. And we are going to do our work and manifest Christ within our person, because all of us are divine manifestations of divinity. Coming from divine, living in this divine universe, this divine planet we call Earth, in this divine physical house that we call physical flesh. So, because we are the I. We are the I. And the first I is the self. The original self, united with the divine creator, united with the divine creation. And the second I is the human family outside of yourself, also united with the divine creator and divine creatress and the divine creation. So we give praises for such understanding. We are yet looking at Revelation, but through Ezekiel, and we yet are uncovering the truth, removing the falsehood, the revelation of Jesus Christ. The word revelation coming from the Greek apokalypsos, which means, with the English word revelation, apocalypse, means to look at the system, look at the truth that has been hidden and covered over with falsehood, and remove that falsehood. Revelation is code language, C-O-D-E language, to the oppressed, to the poor, to the afflicted, to the needy, that we may come together and speak in a vernacular, in a way that the oppressor does not understand. The oppressor does not understand the language of revelation, but the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, we understand the language of revelation. When revelation is taught right, when the Bible, when the Quran, when the Bhagavad Gita is taught right, when the religious books are taught correctly, we will see that the oppressed will understand the teaching, and the oppressed will come together and stand together and overturn the power of Satan, overturn the power of the synagogue of Satan. Now, what I want to do is look at a few issues with the mind of Christ, with the mind of God, and then go back into Ezekiel and move and do some things, maybe go to some other issues and go into Revelation. But you have heard of the gay marriage issue in New York recently. Marriage for gays has become legal. And that is a big issue today, gay marriage. Now, as an African, steeped in African culture and history, homosexuality is not African culture. Comes from Europe, comes from Greece, comes from the ruling class and families of Greece. It's not African culture. It is not scientific, because the African civilization is based on science, and in the scientific observation of the African scientist, we see that male and female comes together to produce. And so our society was based on the scientific understanding of male and female coming together to produce. Not only physically, but spiritually. You see, in our societies today, we lean too much on the male attributes and symbolisms, too patriarchal. We reject female and woman in our society in leadership. And even if a woman rises up in leadership like Hillary Clinton, she must come like a male, come like a man. She must do that which men do in power, which is what? Kill and warfare and bloodshed. Hillary Clinton, Condoleezza Rice, and women of that stature have rejected the mother, the nurturing power within their selves, in order that they may come like the man, devoid of wisdom, devoid of the feminine, and promote warfare and bloodshed. Well, the scientific knowledge of Africa says that a society must be balanced. Male and female coming together. Not male and male, not female and female, but male and female coming together to produce a society that produces life. Unless male and female come together, there's no life. But the problem today, sisters and brothers, is that the homosexual community has been used and abused by those in power. It's in my mind like when Jesus was confronted with the woman caught in adultery. The elites of the society brought the woman to Jesus that Jesus may help the elites stone the woman. But Jesus turned the tables on the elites and said to the elites in words that they, the elites, are guilty of worse than that which they found the woman. And Jesus did not join the elites in stoning the woman, but said privately to the woman, go and sin no more. So I would present the African science to those sisters and brothers in the homosexual community to say, the science is male and female coming together. Not just physically, but spiritually, mentally, and morally. But I will not join the right wing so-called Christians who use the homosexual community as a wedge issue to maneuver other Christians into supporting the wholesale destruction of the homosexual community. To maneuver us into being insensitive to bullying, to those who suffer brutality. No, we don't go that route. I don't join the right wing. But what is interesting is that, and I want you to go to the Woman's Magazine, June 27th edition, 2011, at kpfa.org. And I love to look at an issue from the standpoint that is not normally recognized. This woman's magazine is run by women who are lesbians, part of the homosexual community. And they pointed out on this June 27th edition of the woman's magazine that the gay marriage issue was in reality hijacked and financed by elites, by moneyed people, heads of business and corporations and whatnot, who had homosexuals in their community or in their family and wanted their sons and daughters to be accepted in the mainstream of American culture. And so they, to the tune of at least, I believe, $45 million began to finance the gay marriage movement. But these who were interviewed, and it was a documentary that was played on the Woman's Magazine, homosexual men, lesbian women, were talking in this documentary about how they did not buy into the gay marriage issue because they're dealing with issues of poverty. They're dealing with issues of oppression. They're dealing with issues of AIDS and disease. They're dealing with issues of job and health care and home. See, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed within the homosexual community have been rejected and pushed aside by these elites who have raised the gay marriage issue and pushed aside the issues of poverty and oppression and affliction and the needy and the diseased. These in this documentary say they have nothing to do with the gay marriage issue. They're looking at trying to make ends meet. Don't have job, don't have proper health care. They said specifically that Those monies should have been used, in their opinion, to further AIDS research. And we know that it's not just homosexuals that suffer from the AIDS disease, that heterosexuals, and mainly black people, African people, darker people suffer from this AIDS situation. And we know that AIDS was created in the laboratories of European and American scientists to kill off undesirables. So I thought that was very interesting. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org. The Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Saturday, July the 9th, 2011. So the issue is the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And we unite with all who are concerned with those issues. The next issue I want to go to, July the 4th, 2011 edition of the Black Agenda Radio with Glenn Ford. And I'll have the links on the summary page. But Glenn Ford dealt with the Newburgh Four. Now, there was also the Liberty Seven. So the Liberty Seven and the Newburgh Four. What is going on? The Newburgh Four have been convicted of for 25 years creating a plot, according to the conviction, to bomb synagogues and shoot missiles and shoot planes out of the sky. But what is interesting is that this Newburgh Four, and if you track Liberty Seven, it is the same thing. I think Liberty Seven was Miami. It is the same thing. Black men, poor, sometimes uneducated, disenfranchised, disaffected, gathering in certain areas amongst themselves. And you have the FBI, you have agent provocateurs, people who are absolutely have nothing but disdain for, come into the black community, come into the oppressed community, come into the impoverished community, and examine the mentality of men and people, and see the deficiencies within the mentality and minds of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And they come, the agent provocateurs, the FBI informants and agents, come into our community with the idea that they are going to maneuver some of us into actions that will be used in this so-called war on terror. But the idea is to maneuver people into committing to acts of terror so that the police, the Homeland Security people can come in and arrest people and put them in jail and put the trial on TV, on radio, on the news, on the media, and so that they can say, oh yes, we had another victory in the war on terror, when in reality, it was no act of terror being planned by those individuals, the Newburgh Four. The Newburgh Four were not sitting around planning to bomb synagogues and shoot missiles and whatnot. These are the ideas of the agent provocateurs. These are the ideas of the FBI infiltrators. The infiltrators coming from the FBI. The informants and informers coming from the FBI. And so the Black Agenda Report, or Black Agenda Radio, Glenn Ford, does a wonderful job dealing with this issue. And you recall, sisters and brothers, around 2009, 2010, the intelligence head of America, Dennis Blair, Admiral Dennis Blair, and the White House spokesperson, I believe his last name was Gibbs, talked about how they were going to infiltrate mosques, infiltrate Islamic study groups, and we know they have been infiltrating black colleges and black groups, same thing that was going on in the 50s and the 60s, Nation of Islam infiltrated, Muslim Mosque Incorporated infiltrated, Our Black Panther Party infiltrated. Us organization infiltrated. The same nasty, dirty tricks done in the 60s now being done right now under the Obama administration. And why? Because the threat to the Obama administration comes from the left, comes from black people, comes from brown, red, and yellow, poor people, oppressed people. We are waking up. They're bombing in Libya, and we are waking up and saying, wait a minute, we didn't vote you in office, Barack Obama, to bomb and kill anyone, let alone in Africa. The lies that have been told by the Obama administration, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton lying and saying that Gaddafi was killing his people when he was facing a CIA-inspired insurrection. Lying and saying that Gaddafi's soldiers were getting high off of Viagra and raping women is not true. The reality is the Benghazi forces, the CIA-inspired forces in Benghazi, are raping black women, cutting off the breasts of black women, lynching black men, because black people live in Libya. Black Africans live in Libya. And you see the Obama administration following the dictates of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers through NATO, through France and Britain, all of them in Benghazi, supporting this Al-Qaeda, which is a CIA creation. They are angry that Gaddafi overthrew King Idris, who was a part of the Benghazi people, who was a puppet for Britain and raped Libyans and stole Libyans' wealth and resources and turned them over to Britain, and Gaddafi overthrew that fellow. And so the people in Benghazi, in a bloodless coup, not a bloody coup, a bloodless coup. So the people in Benghazi were angry. Those who were angry at that. And now you have the Al-Qaeda there trying to kill and assassinate Gaddafi, backed by the Obama administration, backed by Britain, backed by Israel, backed by France, backed by Italy. And so we are waking up to this reality and saying, we're not going to support you, Barack Obama, if you continue to kill our people, to kill in Pakistan, Afghanistan, in Iraq, if you continue to capitulate to the right wing, capitulate to the Republicans, and do anything to destroy the programs that are needed by the people, while the wealthy, the 1%, 2% go scot-free. We're not going to support that. So that being the case, they knew in 2009 and 2010 that the threat was coming from the so-called left. The threat was coming from black and brown, those who are thinking people. And so thank the Most High for Cynthia McKinney, who went to Libya, fact-finding mission, bringing the truth out. Thank the Most High for Webster G. Tarpley, who, as of last week, was yet in Libya telling this truth. Thank Minister Akbar Muhammad for traveling with Cynthia McKinney and the Answer Coalition on a tour telling this truth. Thank Minister Farrakhan for holding at least two press conferences, one in February, if I have it right, and one in March or April, telling the truth concerning this, which is occurring in Libya. Next issue I want to hit right quick. Taylor Report, June 27th or the 28th. I'll have the correct date in the summary page. 2011, June 27th or 28th edition of Taylor Report. Thomas Mountain, a frequent guest on the Taylor Report, was telling the truth concerning Sudan, concerning this split of Sudan between Northern Sudan and South Sudan. He said, Thomas Mountain speaking, that a fella, and if you know the history, John Garang, who was the head of the Liberation Army of Sudan, a fella who, it would appear, wanted to see his people in the South free from wickedness perceived coming from the North. But what happens is the CIA, MI5 and 6, Mossad, saw that situation in the Sudan and began to come in and foment the situation and raise up Arabs and blame Arabs and disconnect black Arabs from black non-Arabs, all of them black, all of them African, but began to work in the south to split the south of Sudan from the north, because the oil is in the south. That wonderful, sweet, gorgeous oil resource is in the south of Sudan. And so, Guerin wasn't talking split the nation. John Guerin was talking one Sudan, one people, and that all of the people of Sudan were to gain access to the wealth equally. Well, if you recall Patrice Lumumba, if you recall others in Africa who talked like that, you know what happened to John Guerin. John Guerin, Thomas Mountain was talking about this. According to Thomas Mountain, John Guerin was found dead at the hands of Yoweri Museveni of Uganda. And now you see that South Sudan is being split from the North, and America and Britain and Europe and Israel are in the South Sudan with that oil, doing what they do, which is kill, destroy, warfare, bloodshed, and take land, wealth, and resources. Next issue I want to hit right quick. Thomas Mountain again on Taylor Report talking about this Libya situation and giving us more information concerning Libya. Did you know that? And let me backtrack. Yoweri Museveni of Uganda is a puppet of the CIA, a puppet of America, a puppet of Britain, a puppet of Israel. So it is not surprising that John Guerin would be found dead at the hands of Museveni, because this is a CIA operation, so on and so forth. Paul Kagame of Rwanda, who was the instigator of the Rwandan genocide, another CIA operation, came from Uganda, came from Yoweri Museveni. And you know all of that killing that has occurred in the Congo over the last 10 or so years, 5 to 10 million dead, CIA operation to take land, wealth, and resources, coltan, uranium, and so on and so forth, the same old wicked story. But we're rising up, and we're not going to take it anymore. Christ is rising within our person. Thomas Mountain, talking about Libya, said that Muammar Gaddafi had a plan to create an African central bank, or an African bank. Now, this African bank was to be financed by Gaddafi, I believe, at the tune of $40 billion. I can't recall whether it's billion or million, but I believe it's $40 billion Gaddafi was going to use to finance this African bank. And the purpose of the African bank was to give loans to African nations, and not the type of loans that African nations and others receive from the International Monetary Fund, that does nothing but drive you into debt, which is slavery. It does nothing but exploit you and destroy you. This was going to be an African bank that would treat the African nations righteously, create and implement trade and commerce between African nations, disconnect the African nations from the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank Organization, the World Trade Organization, disconnect the African nations from the influence of the West, America, Europe, and Israel, that they do nothing but destroy you and exploit you and thieve your wealth and your resources and warfare and bloodshed and destroy your people. So this gives us to understand another reason as to why the Obama administration, doing the bidding of the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, using the United States military, using NATO, using AFRICOM, why Israel's Mossad, Britain's MI5 and 6, France's Special Forces, Canada's Special Forces, all of them doing the bidding of the House of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers in Libya. The first thing they did in Benghazi was to create a central bank that is tied to the International Monetary Fund, the Obama administration, and those others that I named. Italy, France, Canada, Britain, Israel, all of them in Benghazi have created a central bank tied to the International Monetary Fund, and also created an oil corporation that is tied to the West, tied to the United States of North America Empire, tied to Israel, tied to Canada, tied to France, tied to Britain, tied to Italy. And all of this, if you look at geopolitics, is also to strategically keep China out. I believe, I've been listening to so much information, that Gaddafi was going to do some business with China. And when you do business with China, you might as well do business with Russia and Iran. And so this is also to keep Iran at bay, to keep China at bay, to keep Russia at bay, as if people do not have the right to make friendship with those whom they desire to make friendship with. So these are a few of the issues I wanted to cover in the few minutes remaining in this session. Let me go back to Ezekiel. Chapter 28, verses 12, down to about 15. And you recall that we've been talking about that king of Tyrus. And we have been talking about how the prince of Tyrus represents people like Obama, Berlusconi, Sarkozy, Netanyahu, Cameron. These are presidents and prime ministers that we see. They're only overseers. They're not the real power. But the king of Tyrus represents the real power, the puppeteers that give us the visible puppets. And the puppeteer today, House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the 1%, 2% ruling class and families of America, Europe, and Israel. These, the synagogue of Satan, are the real puppeteers and puppet masters behind the system. But this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus is justice. Christ is the crusher of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. The revelation to remove the falsehood, so that we may see the truth of the wicked system, so that we may come together to overturn the synagogue of Satan. Now, we have been dealing with the prince of Tyrus and the king of Tyrus. And I want to go back there for a second and examine some other themes in the remaining of this session and the beginning of the next session. Recall that those scholars only want to look at the description of the king of Tyrus as being that of Lucifer. How says talking to the king of Tyrus, Ezekiel talks about how the king of Tyrus was perfect, how the king of Tyrus had perfect beauty and wisdom, how the king of Tyrus was in Eden, the Garden of Eden, the Garden of God, how the king of Tyrus was the anointed cherub, the anointed angel that covereth. And so it says that if you read 12 through 15 of Ezekiel chapter 28, how the king of Tyrus was perfect in all ways, or in the his ways, until iniquity was found in him. And the scholars only want that to be descriptive of Lucifer. But that is descriptive of all of us, all of us, no matter what our position is in this world. If you are a head of state, if you are head of a corporation, or if you're a regular working class person, or if you have no job, if you are a male or female, boy, girl, adult, a child, if you are just poor, have nothing, you in creation were created perfect and beautiful and full of wisdom. You, all of us, were created to be angels and have the spirit of covering the human family, covering the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and so that there would be no more poverty, no more impoverishment, no more bloodshed, no more warfare. That is the intention of the Most High. That is the mind of the Most High concerning ourselves, that we, from creation, in the mind of God, we were created to be wonderful and beautiful and experience the best of life. But we look around and we see that those in power have rejected the mind of God and have now created their own mind. And rather than be a covering, rather than be beautiful and wise, have turned and have implemented systems that destroy and promote warfare and bloodshed. And we're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.